Have you ever put stuff at the door and said that's to take today and then left without taking the stuff that you put at the door? Yes, right. That was my computer today. So I'm reading my reflection from my phone to the best of my ability. Let us take a moment to breathe deeply. Become present ahead of this word today. Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Written in 1779, this hymn has been around for 240 years, and it is likely one of the most sung hymns of our time. Funerals, memorials, gravesides, movies, choirs, camp songs. Voices United, number 266, was written by John Newton. John Newton's life was one of transformation. Throughout his childhood, he spent most of his time on ship voyages accompanying his father. He entered the Royal Navy in his late teens and was eventually relieved of that work. It was at that point he entered the world of the slave trade. Serving as a sailor, he was a trader of enslaved people, trafficking captives to the West Indies over a period of 4 years. And as you can imagine, this history includes details and heartbreaking stories, which I won't get into today. He was eventually abandoned by his shipmates and became a slave himself in the area known today as Sierra Leone. He was rescued, and the night of his rescue, the ship ran into a storm. He decided to pray to God for safety, and that's when it's believed that he found his faith again. John left his life as a slave trader when his poor health hit. His mother was a Christian and raised him in a faith-based household to the best of her ability. However, throughout most of his life, early life, he had no connection to God or faith at all. He eventually shifted gears entirely, however, from slave trader to theologian. It's interesting to connect the storms of our life with moments of grace and peace, faith and prayer, moments when we don't feel connected to God and Spirit, and stormy moments that bring us closer to God than ever before. In 1764, at the age of 39, John was ordained and served the Church of England, Anglican. It was during his ministry that he became a hymn writer. Amazing Grace was written with the help of poet William Cowper. The Amazing Grace lyrics are based on John's experience and life journey of receiving God's grace and mercy despite the terrible things he had done. Researchers name that when the hymn was first published, it was noted how simple the lyrics were and the connection to the relief from the trials and tribulations of life. Biblical scholars note the connections of his hymn to the New Testament, the Gospel of John, Jesus healing a blind man. Like in the first verse, I was blind, but now I see. All connections and witness to John's strong faith and ministry. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, save a wretch like me. Wretch, an unfortunate or unhappy person, a despicable person. I don't think in our world today we use that very often. We tend to use alternative lyrics this day, replacing that line with "saved and set me free," or "saved a soul like me," or "saved and strengthened me." But as we think about the story of this hymn, John's life, his story of violence and power and struggle and doubt, and then on call and ministry, we can see how he included "wretch" to describe himself. Perhaps a personal reflection on his earlier life. I think "Amazing Grace" served as a reflection for him, looking back at the former life he led and the new path he was on. John identified as an evangelical clergyman who served the church for 20 years and wrote 280 hymns. He was also a justice seeker in the end, fighting to abolish the African slave trade. "Though through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." In a moment, we will sing "Amazing Grace," the original words. And I invite you to think about the words. It's always different when we think about the words while we sing them, or perhaps read through them later today. Think about his story and the time, 1700s, 1800s, that back then. One scholar wrote John Newton's quote, "I was blind, but now I see," encapsulates a profound transformation of perspective and understanding. And with these simple words, Newton conveyed his experience of moving from ignorance to enlightenment. Today we are celebrating music, stories, and our songs and hymns, familiar and new, words that are powerful, and our songs heard speak for themselves as biblical poetry and music. So I leave you with a wondering question. I wonder what hymn you are inspired to write, to share your story of life and transformation, so that all in the world may sing it for years and decades to come. Amen.